Joining us now by phone, Larry Weber. How are you?
How about you?
I'm good.
Yeah, you know, 1 week from today, we will be in the last day of the month, the last day of November. And so the things are winding down now. Late November is just every year just a fascinating time. If there was one period of time that we could label as the freeze-up, that's when it would be. Almost always after the 20th of November and stretching into early in December. Well, it seems to be happening because this morning we had a low. Our bottomed out temperature, the lowest I saw was at 8 o'clock this morning. We had one above. And that was our coldest temperature we've had so far. Forecasters are saying that tonight we could see below zero. Mm-hmm. And a response to that, we are getting freeze-up. Now, it was really interesting this week. During my walks, I typically walk on a route that takes me both past a swamp and a pond. Well, it was really interesting this week to watch the changes, how it would be open one day, frozen the next day, open the next day, or frozen the next day, back and forth like that. We had a couple of days where the temperatures were quite mild. We had a couple of days where the temperature, even the low temperature for the day, never once got below freezing. Which is pretty amazing. And then now we have this weather moving in, which is a colder than normal, but not that terribly colder than normal. We're not going to set any records. As a result, we are going to get more of this ice. We got a little bit of snow yesterday, so this morning during my walk, it was just beautiful to see the ice cover, including an almost 100% cover of ice on the lake. And then a dusting of snow across the top of it, and probably the real sign of the moving on of the seasons was that there was a lot of ice on the river that I walked to. Definition of the beginning of winter, in my mind, is when the rivers freeze, not when the lakes and ponds freeze. Anyway, it's a little hard to believe, those who step out today and feel the nippiness, it's a little hard to believe that the average temperature for the month has so far been above normal. Hmm. But it has, and we continue to be above normal. Now, these next few days could change things, and we'll see how we go out for the rest of the month. The other statistic of the month, precipitation, we are considerably less than normal, and that appears to be staying less. That is going to continue to be that way. It's definitely dry. And we did get some rain last Saturday, and we definitely needed that rain. However, we haven't gotten much since then, except a little bit of dustings of snow, and snowfall statistics are way below normal. We only have had so far about 1.5 inches for the entire month. By this time in November, we frequently have more than 8 inches, and then there have been some years where we've had major snowstorms by this time. So definitely less than normal when it comes to the snowfall. All right, anyway, other things of note. We are down to now about 9 hours of daylight. The sunset is very early. Sunsets are around before 4:30 already, and that continues to get earlier. The earliest sunsets of the entire year happen for us in December, only about 2.5 weeks from now, 2.5 to 3 weeks from now. And we are rapidly moving in that direction. The sun rises, getting later every day, right now approaching 7:20, so we're somewhere in the area of 9 hours of daylight. I went out a couple of days this week to see the elusive comet. Actually, I should say a couple of nights. I went out to see the elusive comet. The best time to see it is before sunrise, so two different times this week I was out there, somewhere between 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning, looking to the east to try to see the comet. There's actually three comets that are visible now if you know how and where to look. Well, I seem to not have either of those skills because I guess I looked in the right direction, but I could not see what I thought was a comet. Now, I've seen comets before, so I had a pretty good idea what to look for, but I did not see them. However, it was worth the walk anyway. It was so spectacular. Jupiter is still very bright. If you had a chance to get up early yesterday morning, we had the waning quarter moon, very bright, and then right next to it, what appeared to be a real bright star. That was the planet Jupiter. Mars is visible in the east. Even Mercury was visible in the east. I saw meteors. I saw plenty of views of outstanding constellations. And then I heard some critters as I was walking, too. A few deer, coyotes were calling, barred owl was calling, but probably the biggest surprise was at two different sites. This was on November 19. At two different sites, I heard ruff grouse drumming. Now, that is an interesting thing. A ruff grouse drum in the springtime as a male's way of getting attention of the female. And then we pretty much expect to hear that. But as the season progresses, it slows down. And then again in the fall, it starts up again. And as near as I can figure out what's going on there is that the veteran males that have established the territory are suddenly being threatened by these new ones, these young that have grown up and dispersed. And so they have to start drumming again. It's not unusual. To September, October, it's not unusual to hear ruff grouse drumming. But November 19 at 4 o'clock in the morning, that is a bit, especially the temperature was 14 degrees, that is a little bit unusual. Other bird news of note, I've seen several flocks of Canada geese. They kind of hanging around as long as they can, but probably the big bird, big notice of migrants are some of the bald eagles and rough leg hawks. I see them every day now. Never in large numbers, but they're there. And then yesterday I saw a flock of swans go over, which is, I thought, always kind of a beautiful sight. The birds at the bird feeder continue. I have a regular group that shows up, but no redpolls. I've been asking around, and no one around here has been seeing redpolls. Now, redpolls come down usually for the winter. I don't expect to ever see them on the bird feeder before the first of the year, but they do arrive virtually every year. However, one out of every so many winters, they won't show up. I'm hoping that will not be the situation because they are such a beautiful bird. They add so much to the winter. But no redpolls seen yet, and not really too many of the other winter finches. The only finches we have at the bird feeder right now are the goldfinches. Other things of note, I continue to have flying squirrels show up. I had raccoons show up last night. The flying squirrels I enjoy watching. The raccoons, not quite as much, but they are definitely there, too. A couple of the mild days this week, I saw woolly bear caterpillars still active. Now, I think with the temperatures we're having now, if they're not into protection somewhere, they're not going to be very active anymore. There have been a few trees I've mentioned in recent weeks how some of the trees that hang on to the leaves the most are some of the alien trees, the ones that have been brought here, like apple and lilac and so forth. Well, even they have decided this past week that they're going to drop leaves as well. So right now in my yard, I got it down to just apples have still a few leaves on, and then I got a bridal wreath bush that is still leafed out. They'll both drop their leaves still, but they hang on as long as they can. And when these leaves drop, we start seeing the berries. I mentioned last time about the bright red berries, high bush cranberry, and mountain ash, and crab apple, and so forth. There are several more that show up bright red right now. And the other thing of note, that is the seeds of many of the plants. You know, we watch during the fall, we watch the goldenrods and asters come into bloom. Well, after they pass their bloom, they put out the fluffy seeds. And you go along any area now that has an open space, and you'll see the goldenrods just filled with these fluffy seeds. But probably the ones that stand out the most are the milkweed. Milkweeds wait until almost November before they open their pods. And once they do, they start blowing this fluffiness around. The same way fireweeds open their seeds a little bit earlier, but they're out there as well. And then there is this mysterious tree. We have one tree that waits until this time before the fluffy seeds will start to blow around. It's a kind of willow. So if you are passing by a wet area, a wetland, and you look out and you see what looks almost like a pussy willow opened up with the fluffiness on it, that is, yes, a kind of willow. And it's throwing out its seeds. Yeah, interesting. It's called the autumn or the winter willow because of that. So, yeah, we're going to pass into the last week of November now, but enjoy it. It's going to be great, worth watching.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for calling. Bye.
All right. Bye, Larry. Larry Weber is a retired science teacher who taught students from 7th grade to graduate school. He was twice named Science Teacher of the Year. Lives with his wife on an old farm in Carleton County where he watches, photographs, and writes about critters. And he joins us every Saturday at 9:30 on North Shore Weekend.